step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now, Uncommon Sense with Leland Conway on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Light the fuse and run now, brother, because you ain't got a lot of time.
It's just disgusting, and I'm not going to say the name of this pathetic little turd that went into Club Q in Colorado Springs, and the total now 5 killed, 19 hurt in that shooting on Saturday night late. As more and more information comes out, there are more and more questions about this situation. One thing I do want to point out, though, was that the police response time was fantastic. My understanding is that in Colorado Springs, which is where I live, by the way, critical response average time is around 11 minutes and 58 seconds, give or take. The first 911 call came in at 11:57 p.m., and the attacker was in custody at 12:02, 5 minutes later. Now, part of the reason that the attacker was in custody 5 minutes later was because there were some hero patrons in that club that risked their lives to tackle this shooter, who was a 22-year-old male. Once again, we have a 20-ish year old male, disturbed, mentally messed up, full of hatred and anger, and acting out on a target. But these two people, whoever they were, I mean, the reports I've read, it was two. Some reports have said several. But apparently, according to one of the reports that I read, someone tackled the shooter, another one wrestled the gun away from him, and hit him with the gun. I wish they would have shot him. I mean, just that way the taxpayers don't have to deal with this jack wagon. But it's heartbreaking. And I think what we have to take from this is that this can happen anywhere. Anywhere, anytime. Where we live our lives. Grocery store, theater, club, so on and so forth. And there are some very disturbed people out there. And for whatever reason, time and time again, the signs are clear and we miss them. And I don't even know. Actually, we'll get into that in a minute because that's another layer to the story. But some of this audio from news reports on this it's just heartbreaking. Steve Patterson with MSNBC interviewed Club Q bartender Michael Anderson on the shooting.
I have somebody that was inside at the time of the shooting, Michael Anderson, a bartender. Just tell me what you experienced right before the shooting happened. What was last night like before that shooting?
Yeah, last night was a really fun, energetic, high energy night. I mean, we had a great drag show at 9 o'clock till 11. You know, everyone was having a good time. We come here to have community, to have a safe place to gather, to drink together, to cheers together, to have a good night. And last night was that until it wasn't.
And then that was close to about midnight.
Yeah, right before midnight.
Where were you and what did you see in here?
I was behind the bar working when I heard a few loud shots go off. I didn't know what it was at first, but I looked up and I saw the silhouette or shadow of a guy holding what looked like a rifle or some sort of long gun. And at that point, the shots kept going off. So I ducked behind the bar.
Jeez. Ugh. It's too often. It's happening all the time. And it's maddening. I mean, I used to think that, you know, normal everyday people, like the people who went to Club Q Saturday night to have a good time, hang out, be with friends, wouldn't have to worry about something like this. It's not the case.
And once I was on the ground, glass was just flying all around me. At that point, I really got scared for my life.
What was your plan? I mean, what are you thinking? Did you make a plan to hide? Were you going to fight this guy? What was going through your mind?
I definitely did not want to fight this guy, for sure. I'm not really like that. I wanted to get out of there. I was scared. I was trapped. I wanted to get out of that building. So I ran to the patio, and I was hiding between there's a space between a booth and a wall, and I crouched right there on the ground in between that spot. And a group of individuals had managed to open a closed door to an exterior patio, and they all filed out, and then they had to hop over a privacy fence to escape the club.
Jeez, unbelievable. So, again, just heart-wrenching audio that comes out of this. KKTV 11, CBS Colorado Springs, Lauren Watson reporting on the scene from the shooting.
First, though, we want to tell you the latest on the tragedy at Club Q. The shooting happened near North Academy and North...
I'm going to skip ahead to the...
We've been out to the scene several times today, Lindsay. Each time we've been in this spot, we've seen investigators coming and going. There are still several cars in the lot behind me, most likely belonging to patrons. Police say that their first call came in at 11:56, just before midnight. The first officer was dispatched at 11:57 and arrived on the scene right at midnight. The suspect was detained.
So 3 minutes... Well, 4 minutes from the call. If the call came in at 11:56, they're there on scene by 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. And then they were able to subdue him quickly because the patrons had already subdued him.
2 minutes later, in a news conference today, police say they believe the suspect entered the club and immediately started firing. Police say two guns were found on scene. They say the suspect used a long rifle. Police say they'll be looking into whether this was a hate crime.
And now, by the way, Mayor John Suthers of Colorado Springs has come out and said this has all the hallmarks of being driven by hate. And, you know, I mean, my colleague in arms here at the iHeartRadio Ranch, Ross Kaminsky, made the point yesterday, Occam's razor, right? Whatever is most obvious is probably the reason.
Part of the investigation.
Detectives are also looking to identify if there were any other individuals who assisted the suspect. The motive of the crime is part of the investigation, and whether this was a hate crime is part of that investigation.
When asked, police said they could not tell us if there was a bouncer at the club or security inside. We're still working to learn the names of the five people killed. In Colorado.
Yeah, so again, oops, hold on a second, got to turn that off there. There we go. All right, yeah, so now there's questions that have come to light. This is from the Gazette. These are heroes here. Several patrons of an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs are being hailed as heroes as details unfold about a mass shooting that happened minutes before midnight at Club Q, left five people dead, a number of bystanders injured. According to authorities, quote, at least two heroic people confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill and harm others, said Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez. Quote, we owe them a great debt of thanks. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers told multiple media sources that one customer wrangled the gun away from the shooter and hit him with it. The lone suspect, I will not say his name, I will not give these dirtbags, these scum of the earth, putrid evil beings, the infamy that they desire, so I won't say his name, was subdued at the club, taken into custody, and transported to a local hospital. to be treated for unspecified injuries. Hopefully a caved-in face from the butt of the rifle taken away from him by that patron. Imagine being in a situation like this, and if you're unarmed, and this, by the way, is why I'm always armed, but imagine being in a situation like this and being unarmed and making the choice. Again, think about the average person. What does the average person do when something kind of scary happens? They run, right? They just run. And I'm not blaming, you know, someone for running from something scary. We're not all cut out that way. But the average person is going to run. And there's not really anything wrong with that. It's just that's what the average person is going to do. It's one thing to say I'm armed and therefore I'll confront somebody who has a gun. But you're not armed. Imagine making the decision. Because this has happened before. There was a shooting in Oregon at a community college where a young man died. He was a military veteran, and he just, you know, sheepdogged it. He was a sheepdog, and he attacked a wolf, and he saved lives. He lost his in the process. But these patrons, whoever these two, I guess two, maybe three people were, they made the conscious choice to run at somebody with a gun when they didn't have one, tackle him to the ground. How many would have been killed? Think about this. I mean, honest to God, I don't know how many people were in the room that night. Obviously, it was pretty packed, right? Because you had like 19 or 20 injured, 5 dead. So you probably had a good number of people in there. If this piece of trash had been unconfronted, even just for the 5 minutes that it took the cops to arrive, how many dead would we be talking about right now? I mean, but because two people said, to hell with this. And I don't know, man. It's just you think about stuff like this when it happens and you're like, what would you do in that situation? We'd like to think we'd be the ones that would run toward the danger. But until we've been in that situation, we just don't know. So I just don't want to overlook, like, there's a lot of tragedy here and there's a lot of mourning that needs to happen and there's a lot of coming together that needs to happen and there's a lot of discussion about solutions that needs to happen. But I don't want to overlook the fact that at least two people chose to run straight into this and that they definitely, without a doubt, saved lives in doing so. And I don't want us to overlook that fact. Text the show directly, 57739. Text Leland to 57739. 99 days out of 100, I love my job. Days when this happens, I hate it. Because it's happened way too many times in my career. Right? Like the Connecticut shooting. The King Super shooting here in Bull. Gosh, I mean, I've lived in Colorado for 4 years. There's been 4 mass shootings in 4 years. Is it 4? I think it's 4. Is it 3 or 4? It's 3 or 4. I don't like the fact that I'm losing track in my mind. Like, that bugs me, right? So we have questions. Associated Press, you got to talk about this dirtbag. And again, text the show directly, 57739. Text Leland to 57739. Associated Press, a year and a half before he was arrested in the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting that left 5 people dead, Anderson Lee... Ah, crap. He dumped that. I said his name, and I don't want to say his name. I didn't say his whole name. Dadgummit. That's what I get for reading the teleprompter. I don't want to say the dude's name. Okay, a year and a half before he was arrested, the shooter, the dirtbag, the human scum, the trash, allegedly threatened his mother with a homemade bomb, forcing neighbors and surrounding homes to evacuate while the bomb squad and crisis negotiators talked him into surrendering. Yet despite that scare, there's no public record that prosecutors moved forward with felony kidnapping and menacing charges against him, or that police or relatives tried to trigger Colorado's red flag law that would have allowed authorities to seize the weapons and ammo that the man's mother says he had with him. AP continues. Gun control advocates say I got to stop reading the teleprompter.
Wasn't it the same thing, though, that happened with the guy in Chicago? Yes. That most recent one? He had other prior things happen, and they still didn't stop it, or they didn't try to help out.
Almost every single one of these cases, these guys have been on the radar of authorities, and then they go do this. There's only one I remember where they got to him ahead of time, and this was back in Kentucky. There was a kid that Anderson County High School, which I have family that live in that county. And so this kid made some comments on social media. Somebody saw it. Somebody reported it. The Kentucky State Police were doing like a welfare check. Okay. They pull into his neighborhood as his car is in reverse. They go over. Somehow the exchange leads the officer to be able to search the car. The car was packed with ammo and guns, and he was on his way to the high school to do a shooting. And they caught it beforehand, and then he admitted everything. They found his manifesto and all that stuff. Somebody saw something, reported it. The authorities acted, and they got this guy off the street, and that mass shooting never happened. But that's the only one I know of where, despite all of these cases, it's been on the radar, and nobody does anything.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
It that drives me nuts because now, going back to this AP story, this is gun control advocates say that the June 2021 threat from this dirtbag is an example of a red flag law ignored with potentially deadly consequences. While it's not clear the law would have prevented Saturday night's attack, such gun seizures can be in effect for as little as 14 days and be extended by a judge in six-month increments, they say it should have allowed, or should have at least slowed and raised his profile with law enforcement. Okay. I'm not a fan of red flag laws because they take away due process. But I want to make a point here. My understanding is the police at that time could have been the instigator of the red flag laws. Also, my understanding is that the mother did not cooperate with the investigation, which may have been one of the reasons why they chose not to pursue charges. But in this situation, the police came to the aid of the mother's call. When they encountered this dirtbag, he refused to surrender and they had to negotiate with him. So my question would be, you have kidnapping, you have bomb making, you have bomb threats, you have weapons, and you choose not to pursue charges. And even if you say to yourself, well, we don't have enough to go in this direction, how the hell do you not say, well, what we could do if you believe in red flag laws and they have the authority to do, how does that not happen? So I'm not a lawyer, nor am I a prosecutor, but I think prosecutors sometimes choose cases that they think they can win overwhelmingly, and maybe some prosecutor got cold feet in this, but how the hell do you not prosecute this? Even if the mother doesn't cooperate with the investigation, you have the police response, you have the evidence right there. It's pretty clear you could have had a case. Like, how does, so in my thing, I go, you know what would have worked better than even the red flag laws is that they actually prosecute, they do their job, and they put this guy in jail and they prosecute him. And then I don't know whether he had these guns legally or not. I don't know if he has another record separate from this. But if he doesn't, he would have. If prosecutors had have done their job. Those are questions that need to be answered in this story. I wonder if they will be. All right, we continue. Biden wants to save you money, but it won't work. Trust me. I'm Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now, back to more Uncommon Sense with Leland Conway on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Got a cross, I do bear. It's a Jesus piece I wear. But I don't know if it makes me whole.
Yeah, so we got text coming in, Leland, to 577-3957-739. excuse me, Leland, the prosecutors in these blue states, writes Jim, and cities are not following through with prosecuting these lunatics in hopes that the lunatic will commit a mass shooting in order to push gun control. Seems kind of obvious to me. I don't know what their motives are, other than that we have a lot of prosecutors who just don't. And it's led to a belief amongst criminals that they won't be persecuted or prosecuted or punished. And then you have nut jobs like this who slip through the cracks. So that is for sure. Leland, at least the ATF should have been involved. Okay, so this is a good question. ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, which I've never understood why. You have a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Fire. Like, initially, I think, didn't they come up with the ATF in Prohibition or something? Gotta get them beers off the streets. Gotta get them beers and them cigarettes. But it's weird to have the three of them rolled in together. But really, it's basically the firearms police. But if you think a guy's been building bombs, homemade bombs, like, isn't the ATF supposed to be involved in that? And how in the world does this guy not get prosecuted so that a year later he goes and shoots up a club in Colorado Springs? I mean, these are serious questions that have to be asked. And I'm not hearing any satisfactory answers to it. So anyway, you can text the show, 577-39-577-39. You can also email the show. It's IHateLelandShow@gmail.com. IHateLelandShow@gmail.com. All right, let me see. I had this soundbite here. Yeah, no, let me just... Okay, one more thing. Okay, I'm not done with this yet. How many times has there been a mass shooting and we find out almost immediately... I get it. That you can't prosecute somebody for being a little off, right? Especially if I'm going to be intellectually honest and I'm against red flag laws, right? Because it takes away due process. But that doesn't mean I'm against intervention. Let's just go to the basics of this. At the very least, let's think about this from a logic standpoint. We have a guy who allegedly threatens his mother to blow her up and threatens to blow up two houses in Colorado Springs. When the police confront him, he refuses to surrender. They eventually catch him. And his mother is like, he's got all these guns. He's building bombs. He's threatening to blow me up, blah, 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 blah. And then she suddenly clams up and says, he's all right. Okay. Why is there not a mechanism in place? Again, we don't have to go to red flag laws. I think we've got a large amount of evidence that we have a mentally disturbed person. And back in like the 60s or 70s, I don't know exactly when it happened, but we stopped institutionalizing people. And I understand at the time why, and it was because in our mental institutions, the government was basically doing heinous experiments on mentally ill people as opposed to trying to get them better. But we basically overcorrected and we just let them all out. And this is part of the homeless problem that we have, which, by the way, we're going to talk to Mayor Mike Kaufman of Aurora in the next hour about this, the homeless issue. And it's largely a mental health and then also largely an addiction issue. But the mental health side of it, why is there not a mechanism whereby a guy like this could be taken into some kind of custody and mentally evaluated after having made bombs. And I'm not talking about somebody that's just acting a little weird. B-Large, you're a little off today. I'm going to have you committed. That's not what I'm talking about. B-Large is in a bad mood. Let's get him picked up and straitjacketed. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying if B-Large was building bombs, then we're going to pick him up. We're going to have a little conversation with him. He's not building. Well, sometimes when he eats, he's eating like Taco Bell in there today, so he might actually, in fact, be building bombs, but they're of a different sort. I mean, this is, I'm sorry. That was mean. I'm sorry. The point is, how do you not institutionalize these people when we know that they're doing stuff that could lead us down this path? I mean, wasn't the Uvalde shooting, hadn't he had a bunch of run-ins with the police as well? Right? I mean, just name the shooting and we find out that these kids, it was a known factor that these kids were mentally disturbed. It was a known factor. And this is another case of that. And now people are dead. I mean, yeah, I hate, because here's the thing, what I don't want to do today, honest to God, I don't want to get political with this. And I kind of have every excuse to, because it was less than 12 hours after this. We didn't even know how many people were dead or injured yet. And President Biden starts pathetically using this tragedy, this evil, heinous act, for his political agenda to disarm law-abiding citizens. And he puts out a statement, we should ban assault weapons. As if somehow or another, just making this guy use a different weapon would have stopped that. And it wouldn't. And of course, the mainstream media is politicizing this as well. And I saw one article where they were like, there's a straight line from Republicans all the way to, and AOC did this too. And I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into the politics of it, because politics really doesn't play a role in a lot of these things. I said the same thing when they had the guy that was a Bernie bro that shot at Republicans, right? I never felt like that Bernie Sanders should take responsibility for this one nut job who happened to support him going nuts and doing something hateful. But by the way, well, I'm not even going to do that, because I just don't. I just want to steer away from the politics as much as I can. But I'm not a fan of red flag laws. That's all I'm going to say about that. But even then, how do you not have a mechanism to take somebody like this and evaluate them mentally? And why is it that just when the mom decides not to cooperate, you're just like, you shrug your shoulders and you're like, oh, well, here's a guy that was apparently allegedly making bombs in his basement, threatening to blow up his mom. But, you know, we're just going to let it go. It's no big deal. Nothing we can do. Right? So many times this has happened. And there's, you know, our reaction is always everybody go to the blue team and everybody go to the red team. And then let's go ahead and have our political battle about banning guns or whatever. And then there's also the cop outs. The cop outs are that this is solely a mental health problem. And it's not solely a mental health problem, but mental health in this case was clearly a part of it. And we just constantly look past that for some strange reason. Anyway, all right, you can text the show directly, 577-39, 577-39. Now what I promised you, when we continue in just a minute. Joe Biden says to you poors, hey, poors, if you can't afford to pay your heating bill this winter, I've got a savings for you. If you spend a bunch of money that you don't have, it'll save you some money, and that's how you're going to be able to heat your home and afford gas. It's really unbelievably condescending. I got the audio coming up for you. Plus, a moment of Biden, because today was turkey pardon day for Biden. And it kind of went sideways on him a little bit. We'll get to that when we continue. I am Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's Talk Station. I don't like to say the names of the shooters, but I do like to say the names of the heroes that stopped them. I don't have the names of the two patrons that attacked this piece of trash that shot up the Q nightclub in Colorado Springs. But believe me, when I get them, I'm going to say them, because those are heroes. But it should go without saying that there's been others that have been heroes. Kendra Castillo at Highlands Ranch. Young man gave his life in 2019. How about John Hurley when there was a shooter that was specifically targeting police in Arvada? And he was killed, not by the shooter, but by the police and their response. But he's a guy that, again, ran towards the violence to save lives. Those are the names we want to say on this program. 630-KHOW, Denver's Talk Station. You can text the show directly, 577-39, 577-39. A lot of text coming in on this. Let me see. Here we go. Leland, we need to keep a public body count that happens under the current Colorado Attorney General's office. That way, in the next election, we can give an exact count of all the deaths in Colorado that he is responsible for. Leland, I remember hearing something when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock and that they could have still prosecuted Will Smith even though Rock didn't want to because there was still a crime committed. Do you remember the details? I don't, but I do remember that there was talk of that. And my understanding is, okay, if you have, let's say B-Large and I got into a fight in the parking lot and B-Large and I started it, right? I just started taking shots at B-Large and... then the police come and B-Large says, I don't want to press charges. He's a good guy. I love him to death and I forgive him. So I don't want to press charges, but nobody else was there to see the fight. Then the charges probably won't be brought, right? Like, cause B-Large is like, I don't want to press charges. But my understanding is when you have a clear and present crime, like when there's, when like for instance, Will Smith did that on national TV, right? In the case of this dude, he apparently, the mother called, but apparently something happened and there's some evidence that something happened or there wouldn't have been the altercation with police. So yeah, I mean, I don't understand how they could have dropped that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Let's see. Next one. Leland, I'm not trying to be snarky here. The ATF was probably not involved because his previous situation involved bombs. That may have fallen under DHS for terrorism. Needless to say, too many government agencies always leads to incompetence, Rochelle. Well, but also that first incident, his mother said when she called in, at least this is what I read, that he had guns and bombs. But you may be right. Maybe that. But some government agency should have taken up the banner, right? You got a guy that says allegedly making bombs. I would think that the federal government probably wants to sniff around that a little bit, don't you think? How about this one? Leland, calling for the ban of AR-15s because mass shooters use it is like saying we need to find out which vehicle is used most often in drunk driving accidents and ban that car. Yeah, I think there's something to that. All right, let's see. I may not have time for the condescending comments of Biden until next hour, but I do have a moment of Biden. So Biden today was pardoning turkeys because, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. And thanks to Bidenflation, we have 20% more costs on our turkeys and other things associated with Thanksgiving dinner. So Biden decided to pardon the turkeys, chocolate and chip.
How many turkeys you got down there you're raising?
Circle West Ranch grows about 9.5 million turkeys a year.
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to.
What?
And the, what? Anyway.
What?
You want to talk?
He stuck the... This part here.
You want to talk?
He stuck the microphone in front of the turkey's face. What is happening? No, what does this mean?
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what... That's like some of the countries I've been to.
What is that? Help me. Help me, B-Large. What does that mean?
Dealing with a lot of turkeys out there.
What does that mean? Is he okay? Is he?
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to.
Leland, the ATF literally investigates bombs. That was my thought, too. I think the ATF is anything explosives, isn't it? Doesn't the ATF investigate anything explosives and guns? They could just add another letter. ATFE. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Right?
They probably check on those Taco Bells as well.
Yeah.
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to.
Putin's like, he's like a turkey sticking his head up. Like, what? Who's he talking about me? Is he talking about me? Who's he talking about here?
Flexing his waddle at him.
I don't even know. It's crazy. All right. Okay, next hour, Mike Kaufman, the mayor of Aurora, is going to join us. We talked about this last week. He's got a really cool, innovative program. I actually pulled it out of Colorado Springs, and he's doing a version of it up here in Aurora to deal with homelessness. I think it could be part of the solution. And they're gonna build like a campus. And depending on what kind of housing you want, you got to be more participatory. It's pretty cool. And so we're going to talk to him coming up next. I am Leland Conway, 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.